The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It was Arnold who went after it, but couldn't get it. And Munster have another penalty as Connacht are offside. And this time, they get over, and it's Barron. And Munster get the reward, as Connacht just couldn't hold out.
Connacht denied at the death. Rory McIlroy shakes off Ryder Cup disappointment with his 20th PGA Tour title, and a new era on Tyneside gets off to a bad start. Well, a very good start from the first couple of minutes, but then ultimately a bad start with Newcastle losing to Spurs 3-2. Off the Ball's Owen Sheen joins me now with all the latest on the weekend sport. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, where do we start? I suppose Newcastle, because there were great hopes. The new owners were sitting in the stand. Ant and Dec were there. It was all going so well after the first few minutes.
Yeah, maybe Ant and Dec is going to be the perfect barometer for how well or otherwise this season goes, where they will eventually get sadder and sadder as weeks go on before they eventually disappear from the sign of our screen. As you say, it was a brilliant start for Newcastle United. I think Amanda Staveley and co looked pleasantly surprised when Callum Wilson put them 1-0 up, and you thought just maybe that this added energy has given them a bit of a kick. You start to think about how poor Tottenham have been all season, and maybe there was a real reason to believe that Newcastle would have actually got the new era off to a winning start. But really, their lack of quality told, and it's going to take quite some time for this Newcastle team to contend for European places, because this squad simply isn't good enough. The manager, he is a dead man walking at this point. He is not going to be Newcastle manager by Christmas. Maybe by next week he might not be Newcastle boss.
And a couple of Irish players will be worrying what's their fate.
Yes, of course, like Jeff Hendrick and Kieran Clark, for example. Clark played a full game yesterday. We didn't see Jeff Hendrick at all yesterday. So those two in particular would certainly stick out as two players who'd have a little bit of a concern. But I think Hendrick anyway was probably in and out of the team. Did score before the international break, in fairness to him, but his place certainly after the signing of Joe Willock over the summer was more uncertain.
Liverpool majestic, a 5-0 victory over Watford. But I suppose the one we should talk about is Manchester United going down 4-2 away to Leicester.
Yeah, a very repetitive cycle now, where Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's job is also up for speculation every few weeks. It seems that they're in a really bad run at the moment, and the international break kind of kept the critics at bay. They were poor on Saturday. Even Brendan Rodgers came out to say afterwards how they knew Manchester United wouldn't press them from the middle, and they used that to exploit the midfield and get a stranglehold on the game. That's a bad indictment maybe of Cristiano Ronaldo and Bruno Fernandes, but maybe a worse indictment of the manager. Paul Pogba after the game said something is wrong and something needs to change. Not necessarily directed at Solskjaer, but really, who is the first person to go by the wayside when you need change? It tends to be the manager. Now, there is news of further protest from Manchester United fans this Sunday ahead of the Liverpool game. Half of that maybe is directed towards the Glazers, half of that is directed towards the poor performances on the pitch.
I mean, in terms of going after the Glazers, I mean, they made the money available. Okay, Ronaldo didn't cost an arm and a leg, but still, when you look at their signings, the money was there. The team is rich in talent. So what's going wrong?
Like, people will point now to the fact that, well, they didn't sign a midfielder. Like, you could probably make the case that given the rich talent that you pointed there, bolstering their attack with the likes of Jadon Sancho, bolstering their defence with the likes of Raphael Varane, they should be better even with a mediocre enough midfield. But it is such an important position. It does feel, though, at times like that is a very much get-out-of-jail-free card for Solskjaer, particularly when it comes to a few of his ex-teammates that are pundits, that they do use that midfield excuse as something to excuse Solskjaer. And really, it's not. Really, to lose a game 4-2 to Leicester after they had started the season quite poorly, you can't just blame that all on Nemanja Matic and Paul Pogba. Matic wasn't even that bad. They have too many attackers maybe that are starting every single game, but again, that comes back to the manager. The balance of the team just isn't right, and he needs to take some blame.
But if you've got lots of attackers and lots of potential goal scorers, all you have to do is score more than the other crowd. And your defence can be a bit dodgy, but still, if you've got such a strength in attack, okay, you shouldn't let four in, that's for sure. Harry Maguire was not fully fit.
No, No, and he got dispossessed for the Youri Tielemans goal as well. Looked pretty lackadaisical in that moment, and maybe his weaknesses exposed. I did think himself and Varane had struck up an okay partnership at the start, and that'll develop as the season trundles along. So I wouldn't be overly worried about that, but I definitely think that there are still questions to be asked about that attack, and Sancho has been a real disappointment in particular so far this season.
Before we leave soccer, we have to talk about a unique sending-off.
Yeah, this was in Glentoran. Their goalkeeper, Aaron McCary, was sent off because he clashed with his teammate, Bobby Burns. They were playing Coleraine in the Premiership up there on Saturday. Burns had given away possession in the build-up to an equaliser in the 80th minute, and the goalkeeper, pretty annoyed at his defender, went out and attacked him. Burns fell face first to the ground, and he got sent off immediately for his act on his teammate. So not
must
a great
be fairly
moment.
Unique. Goalkeeper sent off for attacking his defender.
It is very, very, very unique. I saw they had Kieran Dyer on Sky Sports coverage yesterday. Himself and Lee Bowyer were famously involved in a same team altercation a couple of years back. But for somebody to be sent off is quite extraordinary.
Rugby at the weekend, Leinster doing the business as usual. That's how it seems.
Yeah, 50 points to 15 was their win against Scarlets at the weekend. It was their 7 points to 6 win in Wales a couple of weeks ago, which I think has really kick-started their season. They're angry. Their 7 tries really indicated that. Kieran Frawley is one player in particular who started the season very well. At number 12, obviously, has been transitioned from an out-half over the last couple of years. It would be very interesting to see if he gets meaningful game time in Andy Farrell's squad next month. Probably more interesting than that, though, is who will be back up to Johnny Sexton, and perhaps Jack Carty did himself no harm whatsoever with his performance on Saturday night. He was man of the match despite Connacht getting beaten. 20 points to 18 was the final score in Thomond Park, with Joey Carberry, I guess, preserving his own blushes with his last-minute conversion to win the game for Munster.
Well, the pipeline is good with Healy, of course, also a candidate perhaps to replace Johnny Sexton, as well as the Leinster lads who are there. Finally, Rory McIlroy has broken a duck.
Yeah, absolutely. Rory McIlroy back in the winner's enclosure. He won by one stroke at the CJ Cup in Las Vegas overnight. It is his 20th PGA Tour victory, so he's a 39th man in history to reach that number. He was down to 14th at one point this season in the world in terms of his ranking. He's now up to 8th as a result of that yesterday. Just extraordinary over the course of the weekend. A 62 on Saturday, a 66 yesterday, a monster 34 putt. Eagle, I think it was, on 14th last night to hold off the late charge from Marikawa, who had the round of his life yesterday. So 25 under par was his final score. It was a free-for-all in Vegas.
Absolutely, but his confidence now will be sky high when things, you know, putting going well, driving as always well. So we look forward to great things once again from Rory.
Yeah, he was saying that he tried to be someone else recently, and he tried to be a little bit more like Rory McIlroy this week, and that's what's worked for him. So I guess whatever psychology is getting him the wins is all that matters. So hopefully we see this form in April time next year.
Oisín, off the ball. Thank you very much.